TKPN. Pageant Cast episode 279. Today on the Pageant Cast, Rima Faki, Miss USA 2010.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hey, I'm Sydney Bowler, Mrs. Kansas United States 2009, and you are listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. You're listening to TKPN, and this is the Pageant Cast. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, do you know what this is? Hold on a second. You hear that? That is my brand new winning recipes from United America. They actually came out with a recipe book. There's recipes from a lot of the participants from this year's United America. And there's lots of great photos also included in here. Full color photos included in the recipe book. This is really neat. I don't know if any other pageants do it, but I'm certainly going to try this. Linda's Gotta Have a Potato Salad that was sent along by Stephanie Clark, Ms. Arizona, United America. And then there's Swiss Onion Soup by Christy Passoff. She's Ms. Petite Classic United America 2010. A lot of great stuff for you to look at through this book, so I'm going to check this out a little bit closer. Hey, we got great stuff on today's show where you have Rima Faki. She's Miss USA 2010. She's on the program today. She did a great job with her interview, and let me tell you, I was so honored that she actually knew about Pageant Cast before I called her. I mean, usually I have to explain this thing to some of these pageant contestants, and this time she knew all about us, so it was great to have that experience. Hey, and remember, you can send your feedback to me at pageantcast@gmail.com or visit us at twitter.com/pageantcast or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/pageantcast. I'm not gonna milk this on. I'm gonna say, let's get things started today on the Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com. And now it's time for the Amazing-a-tron. Now, for those of you that are uninitiated, here's how the Amazing-a-tron works. We go to a particular pageant personality's blog or website, and I go through and count how many times the word amazing or some derivation thereof appears. If it's a blog, we only look at the main blog page. We don't go through the archive, just the main blog page. Let's get things started today on the Amazing-a-tron. Today we check out the blog of Jessica Cassidy, America's 30s and Beauties of America pageant system. Let's take a look.
Amazing! Amazing!
Two amazings on the America's 30s Jessica Cassidy's blog. Congratulations there, Jessica. You don't win anything or anything, but it sure is amazing. Today's amazing was provided by Sonia Fisher, Mrs. Corporate America 2009. If you'd like to be the voice of the Amazing-a-tron, let us know by recording you saying the word amazing and forwarding it to us at pageantcast@gmail.com. It's amazing!
262-757-8576.
Now you can interact with the Pageant Cast easier than ever. You can call us and leave us a message to be played here on the Pageant Cast. Or you can text us
at 262-757-8576. Call 262-757-TKPN. That's right. Now you can text us and we'll read your text right in the pageant text feature on the show, and we'll feature it on Saturdays on the website. It's easy to do. Call 262-757-8576.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we are super excited this evening because I have Rima Fakih. She's our current and reigning Miss USA. We are all down on our knees. Praise Rima. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. It's so exciting to get to talk to you. You've been
You've
been really busy. I mean, every time I look at the Miss USA website, you've been somewhere else, most recently at a military base, right?
Yeah, I've been everywhere, actually. It's actually funny because when I did my holiday video, we added a little line that says, my game's gone global, all kinds of places, because I've been all over the world, and I've been a fortunate Miss USA because of that. And it's a lot of the work that I've done has been international, but I do a lot of work with the military, including USO.
Wow. Now, is it unusual for Miss USA to be going overseas?
Yeah, actually, it's very unusual. And especially if you talk to our organization, most likely Miss USA normally stays domestic. Mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate to go to China. I hosted the USA Pavilion opening for the World Expo. I got to go to Rwanda, Africa, and meet with President Paul Kagame. I got to go to Qatar, and I got to go to Egypt. And there's so many international trips that's coming up that I can't even tell you because I don't even know exactly what they are yet.
Well, that is really cool. Now, are there places in the United States, though, that you would still like to go to?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, one thing that I was looking forward to was seeing so much of the United States that I have never seen before. And I got to go to California, mm-hmm. and believe it or not, it was my first time going to California. I got to do the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I got to go to Pensacola, Florida, and visit with the troops and do so much work with the organizations in Pensacola, Florida. And that's actually the hometown of the father of our president, Paula Shugart. I got to go to so many places such as Austin, Texas. I got to go to Fort Hood and host WWE. So I can go all night, but it's definitely a privilege and an honor.
Well, it's certainly great to have you visit all over the United States, but you got to come out to Milwaukee sometime soon.
You know what? That's so true. I haven't been there yet, and hopefully I'll get the chance to actually go there one day.
Yeah, it's the sparkling jewel of the Midwest. So let's go back to your crowning day. A lot of the young ladies that are listening to the show are probably very curious about that. I know I am. Right after you get the crown put on your head, are you immediately having to run around on tour and go on Regis and Kelly and all that stuff? Or do they let you at least run home and grab some spare clothes first before you go?
I'll tell you what. Right when I made it to top five, I was already numb. Numb meaning that I couldn't believe that I made it to top five. And I think a great example of that is when I said, ask me after I have a pizza, because I didn't even know I said that. I couldn't even believe I had won Miss USA. But right after I won Miss USA, went back to my room, which was empty. All my clothes and my bags were packed, and they had been moved to a suite. In my suite were my family. The next very morning, I had to say goodbye to my family and go right to New York City. Right when I arrived in New York City in the evening, I got to take a little mini tour of our apartment. I went to sleep, woke up the next day, and hit the ground running. I went to first David Letterman, went to the next day Regis and Kelly, went to Wendy Williams. I was pretty much averaging at least about 40 to 60 interviews a day, including radio and TV, and it was all over the world.
Well, I would think one of the hard things is having to be away from your family for basically a year of exile. How has that been?
Well, I'll tell you what. I give this advice to many of the girls that are preparing to go to Miss USA 2011 or any pageant that they're in. That are applying for. I tell them this: that when you leave your house and you're packing your bags to go enter that pageant, be packed not only to enter a pageant, but be packed to enter a land of dreams. Because the second I left my home in Dearborn, Michigan, I actually fulfilled my dream, and my dream came true. So that also means that the same underwear and the clothes that I packed are going to be the same clothes I'm going to have once I win. So I did miss my family, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I talk to them every evening, but one thing that you have to be committed to is your dream, and that was what I was committed to, and that's what came true. You're not going to see your family for a while, and I didn't get to see them from the time I won on May 16. I didn't get to see them until about May, June, July, 2 months later. So be prepared, you know, and be ready to, if you really want this really bad, that's what's going to happen, and you got to really say to yourself, I did it.
Wow. Well, Rima, we're already at the end of the first segment. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Rima Fakih. She is Miss USA 2010.
As many of you might know, I'm somewhat what you would call a reluctant traveler. It seems like I would just as soon sit around a house, sit in a recliner, maybe back in the lawn chair in my new patio and look out over the backyard, then go traveling all over the country. That being said, I've had a lot of fun traveling all over the country, seeing great pageants from sea to shining sea. And when I go, a lot of times, I have to rent a car. And when we do, it's always Avis. Avis lives by this motto: we will ensure a stress-free car rental experience by providing superior services that cater to our customers' individual needs. Always conveying the we try harder spirit with knowledge, caring, and a passion for excellence. And now you can save 10% off any reservation of $30 off of a weekly rental. That rental car must be a compact or larger and excluding specialty vehicles. You can get this by going to www.avis.com/pageant. PageantCast is a paid affiliate of Avis.
This is Jill Cady, Mrs. Arkansas America 2005, and you're listening to the only podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, The Pageant Cast, with your host, Tim Krickman.
It's time for PodSafe musical selection. This one comes from the band Feel Good and is brought to us courtesy of MusicAlley.com. Now, you can purchase this tune, which today we're playing People on the Ground, by checking out the links in our show notes or going out to MusicAlley.com. Here's Feel Good, People on the Ground, the radio edit.
Just a few moments to heal. where you want to be. 'Cause once the chorus hits, it will relieve your soul, nourished, lift and be your soul.
With the Carmen Cast and the KT Vocal Studio. Have you ever wanted to learn to sing or improve upon your singing ability, but were too embarrassed to go to a vocal coach or teacher? Well, I offer webcam lessons where you can take voice lessons in the privacy of your own home. And right now, if you let me know that you heard my advertisement on the Pageant Cast, you will get 25% off each lesson when you purchase two lessons at one time. That's 2 one-hour lessons for $75. All you need is an internet connection and a good web camera. For more information on me and my studio, simply go to studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmyntyler.com or leave me a message at 206-337-1578.
Pageant Publication Preview.
Supermodels Unlimited came out with the All-Star Edition 2010. Yes, like every other edition now of Supermodels, it's another flipper. You flip it around. It says 10th anniversary no matter what cover you have. The cover that I saw Joey Lawrence on the cover, and all I have to say is, whoa! You have appearances of the all-stars like Katie Upton, a famous such as U.S. Americans, Amy Diaz, Danielle Joyner, Alexi Coruscantino, Ashley Hansen, Cuato Pageants. The Supermodels' style included Katarina Rice, Brandi Lee, my friend Valerie Whitehead, hi Val, and rising star Ashley Swathwood. Hello, Ashley. Good to see you out there as well. Brianna Scurry, Bashara Dore, who has been on this show. Well, at least I've recorded some things for her. She's wonderful. We did have her on at least one show that I can remember. Chrissy Oaks and Megan Wettek. A lot of great personalities of pageantry show up in Supermodels, but you don't see a lot of Supermodels content. It's kind of unusual. It is really a picture book. All they got is pictures and lots of them. So hope you enjoyed it. All-Star Edition 2010.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann, and I am jumping around all over the house tonight because I get to speak to Miss USA 2010, Rima Faki. And I have to say right now, Rima, I am looking at the picture that you sent me for my birthday because I'm in Club Universe.
All right. I'm happy that you're a Club Universe member. I actually got the chance to call a few, surprisingly, the other day by phone. I just took a few phone numbers, called them, whoever answered. I was like, hey, thanks for being a Club Universe member. This is Rima Faki, Miss USA. Would you like to ask me any questions? So it's an honor to be talking to you today.
What type of questions do you get when you ask that?
Well, you know, I got questions. One of them was actually one of them was a contestant going for one of her state pageants, and she asked me if it's one important advice that you think I should know and that you'd want me to learn, what would it be? There was actually an advice that no one told me, but I knew that I should follow, and that is be yourself. I went to Miss USA 2010 as Rima Faki and also a girl who has been, you know, very, very near to pageants. I told her that there's one thing that I knew, that the only thing I can be is myself. And even though I would ask silly questions, the other girls would be like, oh my God, you don't know the answer to that? Or sometimes I would say things that might sound outrageous to other girls, but to me, it was me. Meaning that if someone was to ask you, who would you have lunch with? Don't give them an answer such as Mother Teresa or Princess Diana that you think the judges would want to hear. Give them the answer that you'd really want to tell them. My answer was Angelina Jolie, and because she was an actress, a successful actress. She was a loving wife, a great mother, and also the ambassador of the United Nations. And that's something that I hope to be one day.
Wow. Now, I also noticed that for Club Universe here, I have an autograph. And by the way, thank you for the little heart on there.
Oh, you're welcome.
How many of those do you have to do? I mean, you must be autographing either at appearances or for Club Universe. Do you have any idea? Are you spending like an hour a day on those? Or how much autographing
you
do?
I don't count how many hours I spend and I don't normally count how many cards I sign when I see people personally because there's something, and it's funny that you say that because someone told me that today, that thank you for writing an extra comment on the card. I wrote something on there that I thought they should know. To me, no matter how many cards I sign, and I don't normally count, for example, in China, I probably signed over 500, and Qatar, I probably signed more than that. But to me, each person counts. Because I know that it was tough making it where I made it today, but it's worth it, and I want everyone to follow my dreams. One thing that I learned, and this was actually this week, I got to meet Kevin Spacey, who, if not so many people know, is a very successful actor in Hollywood. He told me that, Rima, I'm successful now, and I'm at the top. And because I'm at the top, I want to help people that are trying to make it to where I am. So I see it as being at the top and sending the elevator down to someone at the bottom. And the elevator is something that I would help them through, whether it's guidance or advice, to make them to where I am, whether it's acting or anything else. And that's what I want to do. No matter how long it takes me every day to sign, I'm not going to get tired of that because I feel that I had such an inspiration and I want to share that with everyone else.
Well, you hit on my next question, which is, what are you going to do after you give up the crown? It sounds like you might be interested in, pageant coaching or something like that?
Actually, maybe pageant coaching, but one thing that I'm definitely interested in is Hollywood.
Okay.
I look forward to doing more in acting. I look forward to doing something in TV. And I feel that I have such an energy and such a motivation that I really want to let it out, you know? And, you know, when you said, ask me about my family, yeah, it's hard. It's hard letting your loved ones go. It's hard letting your family go. But you really have to believe in yourself and have to believe in your dreams because that's, at the end of the day, That's what you live for. And your family's going to be there to back you up.
Okay. Now, your family's back in Michigan. And I have to say, in Michigan has been so successful in pageants lately. They, of course, had a Miss America just a few years back that came from Michigan, now you. And I look around, being in Milwaukee, also from the Midwest, and I go, what's going on? Usually we see the East Coast, we see the West Coast, and of course the South, but the Midwest has classically not been as successful, and somehow Michigan has been successful fairly often. What is it about Michigan?
Is it something in the water? I think it's Go Blue. I'm just kidding. I went to the University of Michigan, so that was my answer right away. I don't know what it is in Michigan. Maybe it's something in the water, since we have the five Great Lakes by us. But I think what it is the East brings the best, the West brings the best, and Michigan is just right. It's right in the middle. And I think we have so much to offer. And unfortunately, Michigan has been going through a lot of unemployment issues lately that I think a lot of girls are like, you know what? I want to make it, and I want to help my state. And that's how I feel. I want to help Michigan out. Go for it.
Now, I know a lot of the young ladies listening to the show are going to wonder, Before you won the crown, did you have any favorite pageant publications that you read, any websites that you followed that helped you in your quest for the crown?
You know, a lot of my homework came from Miss Universe organization. For example, two of the people that I watched their videos on Miss Universe organization or on YouTube, such as MissUSA.com and such, were Diana Mendoza and Crystal Stewart.
Okay.
And those individuals helped me see something. They helped me see that, you know, beauty queen is not that stereotype that everyone likes to say, you know, that a beauty queen is going to be fake or going to be, you know, someone who is not real or doesn't show it, doesn't give it all. But Diana Mendoza, I remember when I first saw her on stage before she had won the crown, she came out with such confidence and such belief in herself, and she had fun. And that's what I love about Miss Universe organization, and what I love about our website is that it gives you the opportunity to be yourself and do so much. And if you watch, like, for example, our videos or my blog, you can see that I actually take that opportunity and use it to the best ability that I can because I have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely something that you want to carry. And one thing that I want to say is that I couldn't have made it where I am today if it wasn't for research. And when I do research, I look up certain things online that can help me learn more about pageants or learn more about what it takes to be a pageant queen, such as your blog. Your pageantcast.com was actually a good, significant material that I got to use to do so many of my research to see, okay, what does it take to be a beauty queen? And it really helped me a lot.
Well, now you're making me blush. Thank you so much for that. Well, we're just about over. Well, we're actually over time, but I don't mind. We have a lot of fans that listen to the show religiously. Are there any parting things that you would like to tell my listeners that we didn't get a chance to discuss in this interview?
Yeah, I want to say that it's important to be who you are. It's important to stand out. I want to say that when I first walked out on stage in the preliminaries of Miss USA, this is not counting what happened in Miss Michigan, one thing that the announcer had introduced about me, the host, he stated that Rima's from Michigan, and she sold her car to enter Miss Michigan. And at first, the girls backstage were like, oh, my God, were you embarrassed when they said that? I said, no, because it's the truth. And to many girls, they might have thought that it was embarrassing that I had financial issues. But to me, it was like, no, I want everyone to know this is who I am, and I work really hard to get to where I am. I don't care what it is, if I had to make my own dress or if I had to enter a fitness competition, which I did to learn to walk on stage in a bikini. Do whatever it takes to follow your dreams.
Fantastic. That is a great note to go out on. Rima, you have been absolutely wonderful. Really appreciate what you and the entire Miss Universe organization does throughout the year. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. And we look forward to seeing all the things that you do once you hit Hollywood.
Thank you so much. I hope so, too. I hope to see you on the red carpet.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
We go now to the Pageant Text mobile and press the text to talk button and get our Pageant Text.
We are calling all title holders from all over the United States, including local, state, and national, to walk in the R Magazine's Astounding Fashion Show, benefiting the Live Out Loud charity. Every title holder that walks in our show will be featured in DR Magazine. To apply, email your name, title, height, size, phone number, and photos to editor@trmag.net. The show date is October 2nd near Chicago, Illinois. This is a chance of a lifetime. Deadline to apply is February 15th. Second announcement. TR Magazine's cover model contest ends in February. You only have this month and next to enter. Photos and entry fee must be submitted by January 25th. Email contests@trmag.net.
Remember, if you'd like to hear your pageant text here in this segment, it's easy to do. Just text your announcement to this number, 262-757-8576. That's 262-757-TKPN.
Let's talk about explosive diarrhea for a moment. You know, that sudden quivering sensation in your sphincter when your legs get weak and your forehead drips with sweat. One minute you're talking with your friends in the hallway, when all of a sudden, pow, you've just had an explosion. Explosive diarrhea has ruined your pants. Pow, you just had another one. Explosive diarrhea has made you the laughingstock of the school. By golly, there must be something you can do to prevent explosive diarrhea. And there is! Don't abuse prescription drugs. That's right. Prescription drug abuse can cause explosive diarrhea and many other embarrassing side effects, like ugly rashes, vomiting, uncontrollable shaking, and even death. The kinds of things your friends are guaranteed to notice, not to mention smell. So turn your nose at prescription drug abuse and wipe out explosive diarrhea.
This has been a painfully obvious message. For more information on the effects of prescription drug abuse, go to painfullyobvious.com.
Now, let's enter the Pageant Cast News Desk. The stories you hear can be read in their entirety at news.pageantcast.com.
Well, this is probably the top story this week. Miss America pageant ratings. There was an average viewership of 6.7 million people. That's up 49% from last year. A lot of people read that and thought, that's ridiculous. I looked at last year. No, that's just about right. That's just about right. In fact, they've been in that 2 to 3 million mark. Was actually on the high side for a while there, like when Lauren Nelson got crowned. The original showing was like a million, and they had to keep showing it over and over again to even work that number up. It was fairly pathetic. So this is really huge. Now here's the way it went. The first half hour of the telecast, it was in third place with 5.25 million viewers. The remainder of the two-hour telecast, the pageant held on to second place for a night and got up to 7.85 million viewers. Now, some folks are saying, oh, it would be even larger if it wasn't for the football game. I think those are different audiences. In fact, I think the football game might have helped because the guys went off to watch the football game and you had the ladies watching Miss America. That happened to a lot of folks. The thing that I don't think you can say is, Wow, they got 6.7 million people. It's due to the great marketing campaign they did. I still see very little evidence of a marketing campaign that was held to get people to watch it. In fact, I'm sitting here watching all over the place to try to figure out if somebody has a guess as to why we had this many viewers watching Miss America. And in typical Miss America world, Art McMaster says, Miss America is back and stronger than ever, as witnessed by over 14 million viewers this year. Well, yeah, there were 14 million viewers because people turn it on and turn it off and blah, blah, blah. But the highest their audience grew to at one time was 7.85 million viewers. Come on, folks. Let's not try to stretch that into 14 million. You are not back in the 70s and the 80s. It's going to be a while. I do feel that pageantry is less hated than it was 2 years ago. And I get that feeling because I do a show on beauty pageants. But I'm actually very much surprised. This is actually more than Miss USA garnered. I do think they had a grassroots campaign that helped them out, but really, it wasn't advertising. ABC was not showing a whole lot about this, and it's hard to say why there were so many viewers, but it's fantastic to see that we have this question asked instead of why didn't anybody tune in. Now, if that was the question, I would say, based on a lot of people that were pageant fans asking me that night what channel was it on, etc., in Facebook and in chats and stuff, that kind of tells you the answer. Now, I also checked TV by the numbers on zaptoit.com, and they had a few very interesting things that they mentioned. This is huge. With the Miss America pageant, ABC drew its largest non-sports audience in the two-hour time period in more than 21 months. It was back in April 11th of 2009. Growing year over year by 2.1 million viewers, and by 14% in adults 18 to 49, ABC's broadcast of the Miss America pageant generated the program's top number since, get this, 2004. Now, having said that, where has it been the last 5 years? It's been on cable. So it's doing all right. It's doing better. It beat Miss USA. All things that are true. Are we back to 1980s levels? No. Are we back to 1970s levels? No. We're doing better. It's on the comeback. It's certainly great news for, well, frankly, Miss USA and other pageants that want to get on the air, but it still isn't back to its glory days. Okay? So everybody, be happy, be optimistic, but really, we're not there yet. So folks, continue to work. Robin Leach had probably the longest article on this. He, as usual, has been given some incredible access to the Miss America system. His notes are the ones that really pushed the angle that they actually beat out Miss USA's numbers from last year by over 1 million viewers. I think that's amazing. Great to see. Robin Leach, by the way, also confirmed the Miss America program will be broadcast on ABC through 2013. Let's hope they can keep these numbers up, because if they can't, who knows how long that's going to continue to be accurate.
Remember to point your podcatcher to thepageantcast.com and catch the Pageant Cast. This is Stephanie Dauphinball, Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009, wishing you Tierra dreams.
Pageant Cast.
Well, we'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed our interview with Rima Fakih, Miss USA. I'm looking at her autographed picture up on the wall, and just wonderful to get to meet this beautiful young lady. Remember that our PodSafe musical artists could use your help. Check it out. Check the links in our show notes and buy a song or two from them. That's what keeps them going and keeps us able to bring you great music here on the Pageant Cast. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Avis, and on Amazon.com. Remember, if you're going to Amazon anyway, come on out to Pageant Cast, click on the link, and you can help us out. Remember to send us your email at pageantcast@gmail.com, or you can call or text us at 262-757-8576. That's it for this week, and we look forward to seeing you again next week when we have Ms. Corporate America Donna Rank on the program. So stay subscribed, and until next time, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.